Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, a Super Bowl update, conspiracies, and Jizz Horn Camp. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
A guy walks into a bar, and behind the counter is some signs of cheese sandwiches, $2. Hand $10.
Oh, okay.
I said, excuse me, miss, but are you the lady that gives the hand? She says, yes, I am. He's going to wash those hands and fix me a cheese sandwich.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What have you got on the sports page?
Well, the most important game in the history of the world is coming up this Sunday. It's Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay with the Buccaneers at their home stadium.
This is a first.
Kansas City Chiefs going at it. Let's see. Tampa Bay, the home underdog. When I say home underdog, I mean home. They are in their home stadium, yeah, and they're getting 4 points this Sunday. But the guidelines have been released to, if you'd like to attend the game, there are several processes you have to go through. You have to provide that you haven't tested positive and all these sorts of things.
Aren't they donating a bunch of tickets?
7,500 healthcare workers
for them.
Are getting free tickets. Another 14,500 fans will be in paid attendance at the game. So if you do the math real quick, if they didn't have it written down here, it'd take me a minute. 22,000 people will be at the stadium. They are going to adhere to the league's strict guidelines for in-person attendance. This means seating pods and other health and safety protocols. They're encouraging you not to cheer.
Oh, come on.
But to bring noisemakers.
Oh, I see.
Instead of, you know, expelling.
That's not going to happen.
You don't want cheering, don't have people there.
Well, you know what?
I'm just saying it's a little unreasonable.
Well, yeah, they're not going to be able to. I would imagine the Kansas City Chiefs and their fans and that cheer that they do, that would certainly be the Native American cheer that they asked them to stop.
What are they going
to
pass out? Vuvuzelas? Like we're in Brazil? We're not doing this.
Did you say vuvuzelas?
Yeah, how do you say it?
Is it a vuvuzela?
Okay. What do you want from me? It's 6:25 in the morning.
Also, and then you said,
don't get all uppity because it's your 4.5 anniversary. You're not going to get the present.
It's
Jess, are you I heard a noise over there. Do I even want this present?
You know what, when he just said that, I thought, where is that going to go in Josh's house?
Oh, I know where it's going to go. By the way, and it is washable, just so you.
Well,
thank you, Ace.
Good.
It's washable.
Washable.
Is this something that someone would put in a frame?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
For practical reasons.
Now, we do have I'm sorry, go ahead with your Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah, so if you're one of the lucky 14,500 available or able to attend the Super Bowl this Sunday, you need to provide proof that you haven't gotten the COVID and you're 14 days symptom free. And
now, are they giving the scalper prices? Because I know it's always quite an expensive ticket.
I don't know what the scalping climate will be at the Super Bowl this year.
I saw a package for like $6,500.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Per ticket. Mm-hmm.
Per ticket. Gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
But, okay. I don't know anything about that stadium. Do they have luxury suites and all that
stuff? I don't know how they're going to, unless, I don't know if documentation's going to have to be presented that you don't have the virus and you haven't had the virus and you haven't been around anyone who has the virus or traveled anywhere that has the virus in the last 14 days, on and on and on.
Well, they're trying to avoid the headline Super Bowl turns into super spreader.
Of course. Mm.
But I don't know if anybody has noticed this. Have you ever noticed that these games on television, they do a really good job of covering them?
Yeah, I'll be warm with my own pisser. Yes, Ace, how are you doing?
There was a deadline Friday. Did anybody test positive? Have you heard?
Either teams? Yeah. No. Yeah. No one has tested positive yet. But does that mean if they come up positive this week, they're going to go ahead and play? I think so. What if Patrick Mahomes gets...
We won't know about it, but...
No. They just won't test him.
Well, they're testing everyone twice a day, is what
they say.
Reporting.
They say that.
Conspiracy Josh. I love it. Conspiracy Jess. Love it.
Well, you know, Jess has always said that the NFL and the NBA Major League Baseball, all the winners and everything are predetermined 25 years
out. Oh, I can't stand it.
25? That's so specific.
I never said 25 years.
I added the 25-year specificity of that, but yeah. It's all predetermined.
You ever met any of these great men and women who were referees and officials? Their level of integrity is such that they wouldn't step in this room.
No, that's
considering anything we said might rub off on them.
That's part of the conspiracy. They're all in on it.
Okay,
they're in on it.
Yeah.
Well, this is massive. Then
I don't know how we don't know how far that this stinks from the head.
Manchurian candidates, the lot of them.
You're born a referee.
Yeah,
they
find me a ref
born.
That doesn't have a lake house and a boat. Okay, that'd be most of them.
Look, I've been watching Black Mirror for 2 weeks, so I have no doubt that when babies are born, they're scanned. Oh, this is a referee, factory worker. I have no doubt this goes on. Absolutely.
Oh, I got news for you. Bad news for you, Ching.
What do you got? What happened?
We forgot to get Dean a cake on January 22nd.
Yeah.
Although we did get one for his birthday, but January 22nd was his 33-year anniversary. On the program, parentheses, I never left for San Diego in an ill-fated effort to become a radio star. Well, that is just...
That seems real harsh.
That seems a bit pointed.
Okay, maybe I added that part. maybe I threw that in there. But I like to edit other people's
material.
You're
the reason I left, if you want to get into that. Go ahead.
You two are the same, though.
Oh,
yeah. Jess said it's a conspiracy, and you added in 25 years ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Dean
yeah.
said, hey, I've been here 33 years, and he added in, but you went to San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are your different sides of the same coin, pal. Sorry, I'm telling you.
It's a classic Tom and Chick right here.
Classic.
So,
Dean, we don't celebrate yours until you're 33 and a third years in because you started spinning records. There you go.
Boy, no, was, he started getting
yelled. Wait. I just want that. Let that just sort of steep.
Wait a minute. Did you think I was swinging for the comedy fences with that?
No.
Sometimes I'm just being adorable, and that's what that was.
That's true.
That was cute as hell.
Thank you.
He's got the formula in his head.
Except Dean never was spinning records.
Well, since when do you let facts get in the way?
of
amusing.
I acknowledge that.
He was good.
I wouldn't use the word amusing because that would be associated with the term amusing, of which that was not.
Okay.
Back to you, Chick. Now, let me ask you a serious question.
Okay. Did everyone hear that?
Yeah.
Back to you, Chick. No breath. Let me ask you a serious question.
I know.
I'll start with Ace.
What?
Ace, if...
Wait a minute. You were talking to me.
No, I want to ask Ace because the answer for me, I will say in advance, is no. Ace, if someone said, look, I will give you an all-expense-paid trip to the Super Bowl to go see the game in person, would you go?
I'm not looking forward to the Super Bowl.
I know, because the Raiders aren't playing. So the answer...
But AFC I'm saying... West, I Chiefs suck.
It's
Brady sucks.
Nice.
My answer would be no. I'd prefer to be in the comfort of my
own. My answer would be no. I had a couple chances to go to the Super Bowl when the Redskins were involved, and I chose not to go.
I'd eventually like to go to a Super Bowl, just to say that I went
to one.
Maybe not this one. I think this one's going to be a lesser.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the full crowd. I'm going to go with the full experience.
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not that people who watch the Times Square and go, man, I need to be there one year. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, now, Jess, I assume you'd go just to see Weekend.
I'd go. I would go. Not for, I mean, maybe. Yeah, I would go. I'd go for all of it. The concert, the show, the game, whatever it's called. Go
for yeah, they, yeah, that one part is called the game.
The game.
The match. You mean the match.
The match, you know.
Okay, Willie.
You don't think you'd have fun at a show, the Weekend show? I think that'd be a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not the one at the Super Bowl.
No, but these guys, they've got like, it's the people that were doing production for like Kiss and stuff. They moved up and now the technology's better. The pyrotechnics are bigger. It's got to be an awesome show. I don't think I'd want to go this year. If my team was involved, I would love to go.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
When the Weekend plays on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, is it like
double show,
double time, or
it's like going to TGI Fridays on a Wednesday?
See, when he was named, he got named the Weekend when he was born by the people who assign our professions when we're born with the scanners and.
What's he? What is this? Black Mirror?
He's a rapper.
He's down the hall.
Okay.
Good. Referee.
What do you got over there?
Christy, Jess was talking about matches earlier. The internet lost its mind over the weekend. A soccer player with a unique name scored 4 goals, and people took his name and ran with it. He's a Dutch professional footballer, soccer player, who plays as a forward for some name of a team in Holland I can't pronounce. He was born in North Holland. His name, Jiz Hornkamp.
Oh,
how do you spell his first name?
J-I-double-Z.
The whole
enchilada, Wilbur. At 52 minutes, he scored a goal, made it 3-1. At 55 minutes, he scored a goal, made it 3-2. At 78 minutes, he scored, make it 4-3.
When was his first goal?
52 minutes.
Oh. Sounds a little premature to me.
52 minutes? 50, really? What are you, the Paxil still?
And at 86 minutes, Jiz Hornkamp scored a goal to tie it up at 4-4. Now.
Jiz Hornkamp.
That is a name.
Yep.
That sounds like a fake name from like Porky's 4.
You're right.
Yeah, Hornkamp sounds like where they have to send a senator after he gets in trouble. Get him to Hornkamp. Get him out of here.
Yeah. Hornkamp alone. You don't even need the jizz. Here are a couple of...
that's what Ellen said. 52 minutes? 50. Really? What are you, the Paxil still?
And at 86 minutes, Jiz Hornkamp scored a goal to tie it up at 4-4. Now,
Jiz Hornkamp.
That is a name.
Yep. Ooh.
That sounds like a fake name from like Porky's 4.
You're right.
Yeah, Hornkamp sounds like where they have to send a senator after he gets in trouble. Get him to Hornkamp. Get him out of here.
Yeah. Hornkamp alone. You don't even need the jizz. Here are a couple of...
That's what Ellen said.
You don't even...
Here are a couple notable...
I don't think she said
notable
that.
Tweets. ESPN, they tweeted this. No clean sheets when Jiz gets going.
Whoa.
Let's see. Yeah. Michael Ian Black tweeted, finally, !! Jiz.
I love Michael Ian Black.
Any comedians say anything?
We have to take a...
Your daughter comes home from college and says, Dad, this is my boyfriend, Jiz.
It's a nickname he got at the fraternity. I don't know why.
We were talking off the air about movies, and we were talking about Fight Club. And I...
Don't give it away.
It's not giving it away.
Yeah, you can do this without giving it away.
Okay, I'm going to do it without giving it away. So I went to a theater and saw Fight Club. And I really liked the movie, but at the end...
Unbeknownst to you.
Unbeknownst to me, the film breaks. And given the construct of the movie, that was the best ending I've ever seen.
So did you see it sort of stutter and then melt?
Yeah,
and then...
No. They're in the skyscrapers looking out over the city, and the film breaks. And I looked and I went, and I waited, and I thought, oh, my God, this is the best movie I've ever seen in my life.
What an ending.
And I walked out, and like, I don't know, 6-8 months later, whatever, I watch it on whatever, HBO, one of the pays, and... It starts with this ending. I'm waiting for the big film break ending, and they go on for like another 9 minutes. I'm thinking, oh, well, geez, this is just another movie, and it's kind of a happy ending. So
it's not a happy ending.
Oh, it's a happy ending, Dave.
Well, if you're a domestic terrorist, it's a happy ending.
Civilization is being destroyed. Okay, well. They play a Pixie song. That could have tricked you.
Yeah, I didn't.
So it's kind of like The Godfather Part 3 ruined the whole thing for you?
No, I watched Godfather Part 3. It gets a bad rap, I think. It gets a real bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Okay.
Andy Garcia's great in that.
Not bad. A couple glaring errors.
Well.
Let's move back to...
I have more to say on this.
We were talking about... we were talking about, what was it, soccer in Holland.
Yes.
And apparently, the internet had a little, what do they call it, the internet blew up.
Yes, it almost broke.
Because...
There was a gentleman, a soccer player for Holland. His name is Jiz Hornkamp.
Jiz Hornkamp.
What's that short for?
It's J-I-Z. I looked.
Doesn't it sound like someone that Dick Hitzwater would be sitting in for?
It does.
I have a feeling he will in the next couple of days.
As far as I can tell, my research staff, me and Google, his name is Jiz. I can't find Jerry or Jimmy or... Any of that?
If I were writing a sketch and there was a silly soccer player with like a horny kind of name in it, and someone's, hey, let's do Jiz Hornkamp, I'd go, no, Jiz Hornkamp is way too silly. It has to be real a little bit. And this is a real man.
Yeah.
Is this one of those things where that doesn't mean what it means here?
Oh, of course. Probably, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just making sure his parents didn't ruin his life.
Yeah, and I was looking at this in Dutch, it means hot wad.
Okay. Yeah, that's better.
Completely different. Yeah.
My favorite part of all this is Tom gets nervous and then he says something like that.
Oh, that's a classic Tom move.
Classic Tom.
Let's be careful over there. And then the worst thing you've ever heard.
Well done, sir.
I have a question. This is a technical question. Someone out there can probably help me get an answer here. If you've seen any news, by God, we haven't passed any along.
You're not allowed to watch news.
Major storm that has already hit some places and is going to hit other places. They're looking for 2 feet of snow north of New York.
Oh, man.
So I have a technical question. I do not know the answer. I'm just asking. If your kid is in Zoom school and... Do they still have snow days?
No. And this is, I guess it kind of depends on the district and where you're at. But there was a big story a couple months ago about how snow days not only will not be happening during, Zoom classes, they might be a thing of the past forever.
Forever.
Because now students
That's just wrong.
It is wrong.
Well, but there are some school districts that when there is a big snow, especially right now in the state that we're living in, they will send out, this is a snow day. Your assignment is to go outside and play.
Oh, good.
How cool is that?
Yeah, yes. That needs to happen.
Yes.
Because in some cases, I know that the teachers have to teach from the actual school.
They do.
So if they can't get to school, then I would think a snow day would be appropriate.
So the teachers have to be at school even during the Zoom courses?
All this stuff is depending on every
district. My school district was always the buses. If the buses can safely make it, because that wasn't necessarily a choice.
Now, but
my school was a hard knocks when I grew up. I learned on the street.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
One of the things that's changed in the world.
I had much higher hopes for that.
Was that an attempt at humor?
Yes, it was.
You better show some respect to the values.
It's our new angle. I was trying to be adorable.
Right. Yeah.
Boy, that didn't work on both levels.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why?
because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes,
y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.